Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 23, Polokwane 24, Rustenburg 26 graden.
Four ways. N1 northbound, there's been a crash before the Winnie Mandela Drive exit in Edenvale. N3 northbound, a crash at Linksfield Road. Opgehoop te verkeer.
Die minister van verdediging Tannie Modise sê maatreëls is ingestel om openbare fasiliteite tydens die verkiesing te beskerm. Die verkiesing vind op die 29ste Mei plaas.
We have also put measures in play to protect all public facilities that will be used for voting, the national key points and other essential infrastructure that might be targeted by criminal elements. In addition, the Criminal Matters Amendment Act of 2015 states that any person who tampers with or damages essential infrastructure is guilty of a criminal offense and he or she can be sentenced to a maximum of 30 years.
Ministers van Justisie, Misdaadvoorkoming en Sekuriteit het gister die media ingelig oor die gereedheidstoestand vir die komende verkiesing. Die Gautengse Gesondheidsdepartement waarsku dat voorslepende aanvalle op nooddiensbeamptes gevolge vir gemeenskappe gaan inhou. 'N Man is onlangs tot 15 jaar tronkstraf gevonnis vir die ontvoering, aanranding en kaping van 4 nooddiensbeamptes in Julie verlede jaar. Die departement sê hierdie vonnis stuur 'n streng boodskap aan misdadigers wat gesondheidswerkers teiken wanneer hulle hul pligte uitvoer. Die Tshwane polisie het by die naweek verskeie misdaadvoorkomingsoperasies uitgevoer wat tot die inhegtenisneming van meer as 500 verdagtes gelei het. Hulle is in hegtenis geneem vir oortredings wat wissel van moord, verkrachting en gewapende roof. Polisiewoordvoerder Jan van Dijk.
A total of 668 persons and 298 vehicles were inspected, with 5 vehicles checked for stolen status. 9 persons were arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. 28 premises were searched during this operation, which resulted in the arrest of 2 suspects for the theft, of which one suspect can be positively linked to a case reported in Cullinan in 2023.
Eskom sê beerkrag bly opgeskort tot verder kennisgewing weens volhoue opwekkingsvermoë en voldoende noodreserwes. Die mylpaal van 33 op een volgende dag sonder beerkrag is iets wat die kragvoorsiener las in April 2022 kon regkry. Altesaam 3300 megawatt sal na verwagting vandag herstel word. En nog nuus uit die buiteland, die World Central Kitchen sê hy gaan voedselverspreiding in Gaza hervat omdat die humanitaire situasie haaglik bly. Die organisasie het sy bedrywighede vroeër die maand gestaak nadat 7 van sy werkers dood is toe hulle konvooi deur Israel als een hommeltuig aangeval is. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at this hour, the Minister of Defence and Military Veterans, Tannie Modise, says measures are in place to protect facilities during the elections.
Yay, and it's 30 days today. It's South Africa's national elections, eh? Ah, but we still got to get through 30 days. Ah, well, yeah. Do you know that it's the anniversary of those fledgling royals today? Yes. Prince William, Duke of Cambridge, married Kate Middleton. How many years ago?
I'm going to go with 12 years ago.
Wow, you're close. 13 years ago today. 13, and they didn't invite you to the wedding either, hey? Hey, stoners. here's another good one for you. Talk about a crazy piece of television history. The first ever television broadcast of a 3D show happened on this day, April 29th. It was the 15-minute-long kids show called Space Patrol on LA's KECA TV. First ever television broadcast. En ja, jy die brille, die brille met die verskillende kleure in the lenses and everything.